I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Biggie from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome on to yet another edition of Run with Coach Parry. I am Brad Brown. We've got the coach with us once again, Lindsay Parry. Welcome onto the podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, awesome to chat as always.
Lindsay, great question in today. And by the way, if you have any questions, there are a couple of ways that you can get your questions in. We've got a Facebook group that you can join. All you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/Facebook. That's where you can get your questions in. You can also pop them below this post right now as well. And a great question in from Henko. Henko wanted to know with regards to nutrition. And he says he's really struggling to eat during marathons, especially after about 20, plus minus 20 kilometers. What can he do or try? Training runs at lower intensity seem to be easier, but for some reason, race day doesn't work with the same strategy. Maybe he should fuel, or he's thinking, maybe he should fuel more earlier on in the race or try and eat more regularly, but a little bit at a time. What can we do to help Henko?
Yeah, so let's first explain to Henko what's going on. So Henko, there's a reason why there's a noticeable difference between your easy training runs and in races. And that is because in races, we always tend to run at a slightly high intensity, which means that the body is taking blood away from the intestines where we absorb these things and taking it to the working muscle. So that's really it in quite a simplified format and is why you are struggling in the races. I would definitely start much earlier in the race. If you take in small amounts more often, that will make it better. And what it also does is that if you do run into trouble later on in the race where you really are struggling to take stuff in, if you've loaded quite well for the first part of the race, it means that you've probably saved your reserves for the latter part of the race. So I would also experiment slightly with a different type of things that you are using. This affects different people differently, but certainly people who are affected by this tend to find it harder to take in solid stuff and extremely sweet stuff. So you kind of want to go middle of the road with maybe stuff that's a little bit tarty, but that is still easy to absorb, maybe not in a solid format. Some like diabetic gels or slower release things with longer chain sugars in them. Avoid very high sugars. I'd typically also, if it's accompanied by nausea, I'd probably also avoid things with caffeine in them. But yeah, experiment with different things, and obviously try every 3 to 4 weeks when you are perhaps doing a race to keep experimenting, even if you're not in a long race. So even if you're running in a 21K race, that still stimulates that diversion of blood from the digestive tract, and that will at least then let you figure out what works best for you and what you can take in the easiest.
Lindsay, you mentioned the sort of very sweet sugary stuff. In a case like this, would gels be one of the major causes of it? Would it perhaps be better to try and sort of stay away from, I'm just gels as an example, and eating things like bananas and potatoes? Could that possibly help?
So it depends on the individual. Typically, the people who do struggle to take in nutrition are people who struggle with very sweet stuff. So gels and high sugar drinks do become problematic, and that's the higher the intensity is and the hotter the day is, those tend to be the things that exacerbate that. Typically, that is also associated with quite extreme nausea. In Henko's case, he mentions the word eating, which tells me that I think he is taking in solids rather than gels and that sort of thing. But again, you know, solids require blood to be going to the digestive tract, and the solids also need some water. So the other problem that could be at bay is that those solids are lying there while the body is trying to reabsorb some water from the body into the intestines to dilute before reabsorbing that. And so perhaps taking in some water with those meals would help. But, you know, quite possibly part of the irritation is just that it's lying there in the digestive tract.
Awesome. I hope that helps. Don't forget, if you have any questions, head over to coachperry.com/Facebook. That's the URL to get to. And don't forget, too, if you are looking for a training program, we've got a whole bunch of training programs across the board that you can download now. coachperry.com/training from 10K right through to Comrades. You can basically check them out. That's coachperry.com/training. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Parry, cheers.